started me off, so I thought you'd find this interesting. Find interesting about this discourse. Let's start with up to Halacha Yutes. That's on page 150. Halacha, page 150 of page Halacha Yutes. Vida. We mentioned above. We mentioned yesterday the halacha. Okay, your test. What? You don't have it? Your test. I don't have any more left. Somehow they all disappear. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll go on with some. It's only page 151. So on page 150. Page 150, halacha yutas, v'da, d'zeh shekasam d'gimel oitzios, k'she'en an roiv teva, n'oto l'chatchila chutz l'shita. We mentioned yes, this above. If three letters are outside of the column, you're writing a Sefer Torah, and there are three letters that are not justified, it's okay, provided that the three letters are the minority of the word. The word has at least seven letters. So three letters is the minority of the word, so it's okay if three letters appear outside of the line. This is a minority opinion, or it's only one opinion. Zed das harambam. Aval harosh mistapik bezed. The rush says not so fast. Just because three letters is the minority of the word, maybe the fact that it's three letters is significant enough in order to disqualify the Sefer Torah. The rush says, aval harosh mistapik bezed ulai lo hitir gimel oisios chus l'shita klal. If there are three letters outside of the column, even though the three letters are the minority of the word, maybe this reads too much. Already it's a shini that does not appear to have the tsura of a Sefer Torah. And the mela, it is pasuk mashakal savatur b'shmoy ayin sham b'nei shebimigune hadavar b'harbe oisios chutz l'shita. It's miguna. Does not seem proper to look at a column and see three letters that are outside of the row, outside of the column. The yesha pasakin lalacha and some indeed paskin. Some those we learned yesterday. One is okay. One is okay. Two is okay. I've seen it to be not perfect. I don't remember seeing exactly. I've definitely seen columns that are a little bit. You see, they
with one letter?
Waves a little bit. Yeah, one letter waves a little bit. But one letter, two letters. We learned yesterday is okay, provided that the two letters are not. It's not a complete word, and provided that it's not a word to itself. It's not like a yud mem. So yud mem is a word to itself, and Hashem's name also. You're not allowed to go outside at all. Correct. We'll bring that up again in a few moments, and in the next soon we'll come back. But two letters, if it's the minority of the word, even half of the word, it's okay. Three letters, so we learn. So here we have machlokes. The Rambam says three letters is okay only when it's the minority of the word. You have seven letters. I think even six less, half. It's even half of the word, it's okay. But the Rosh says no, three letters is too much. And he says the Shach Paskins like this, la halacha, the Sefer Torah is pasul. The Tomu al Rabbeinu HaBeis Yosef, Shebekan Pasuk HaRambam, over here he passes like the Beis Yosef, does not pass like the Shach, he passes like the Rambam, over Rechaim Sim, Lamagil Pasuk HaRosh. So you know these laws are found in two places. They're found, some of the laws are found in Orachayim, in the laws of Tefillin, Sim, Lamagil, and some of these halachas are found in Yeridea. Over here, we're learning over here, Reish Ayin Gimel, these Siman over here in the Reishis, Reish Ayins. So therefore, there is a stira in the Beis Yosef with regard to how do we pass it when it comes to three letters being outside of the column. So Kerosh HaKosim, so Lashon Yaseh Ashuas Shavos, Lepachos Yizor Shlo Yichlev, Gimel Yosef Chus Lashita, Atkan Lashon Yai. And it does not differentiate between being the minority of the word and the majority of the word, the Harei Lechilik Bein Shein Rav Teva Bein Shein Rav Teva, V'yesh Mishu Tirit. So therefore, we have a stira. So how do we answer the stira? V'yesh Mishu Tirit, the Ikra HaKavanot Hashem Lulmoid, the Shnei Yosef Mutar Ab Rav Teva. Someone say is the Ikar Kavana is there as well. The Shnei Oisios Mutar Af Beroiv Hateva. The Yesh Misha Tiritz. What does he mean over there? He means that two letters. Really, the truth is three letters. He really means the Paskin that the majority is okay. He really means the Paskin. The Ikar is majority minority. As long as the minority is it's only a minority of the word, it's okay. And this, that it said two letters, his main focus was two letters outside the column are kosher, even if it's the majority of the word. But in Achinami, if you have three letters, and three letters is the minority of the word, it'll also be kosher. So basically, we want to go lekula. We have a contradiction in the Beis Yosef between Orachayim and Yeridea. What's the halacha when there are three letters outside the column, and the three letters is not more than half of the word? So those who want to say that we can be makel, the ikar is to be lenient, and the reason why it appears he's being machmir in Orachayim, not because he's being machmir, there he's also trying to present a leniency, that even two letters that happen to be the majority of the word also will not disqualify the Sefer Torah. after teva. The yesh mishatir it's no. The chilik bein teva sharoshish lishimushis. The loy chashvin rak hasharish kashayin kshish oisios mutter begimul chutz lishita. So it all depends on the type of word. So I want to make this very complex differentiation is if you have a word and the shoresh, not necessarily the shoresh, but it means the major shoresh is usually not more than three letters. Sometimes the shoresh can be even two letters. But when the major letters of a word are six, then three can be outside. But when the major letters of the word are only two or three, and the letters that are outside are like a yud mem or some type of suffix or prefix and it starts too early, then it's going to be a problem. Over tefillin loy motzinu is that we don't find such big words in tefillin. So you want to say, the reason why you did not mention this idea is because in tefillin you never have a hechatimtz like this. In tefillin, you'll never have a word that has osios shimush, major letters of a word that are more than three. Because most words have only three letters of the sheresh. In the Torah, I guess there are words, there are complex words which we consider to be part of the major part of the word to have more than three letters. And that's why so mishpacha is
quite a few letters,
and that's most of those letters are the major parts of the word. But in tefillin, you don't have a word like lemishpacha sechem in tefillin. In tefillin, all of the words in tefillin, he's saying, have only the shoresh of the words are not more than three letters. So you'll never have a hechatimsa of having three letters outside of the column, which will be the majority, a minority of a word. Litotafos, tot post. That's okay. I don't know. I don't know exactly what he means in details. We're not going to go through every detail over here. I don't know. But basically, he says this is not a good answer. This is really what the Beis Yosef means. You want to make these complex distinctions between osios, shimushios, and osios, the igur letters, and the suffix and the prefix. The Beis Yosef should have explained this. This is an important detail which it would be expected for the Beis Yosef to explain. The fact that he did not explain this, obviously reading into his words things that he never meant. Also, what difference does it make? The reason why three letters outside the column disqualifies the Sefer is because it's not...
Doesn't look nice.
So what difference does it make? It's this type of letter, that type of letter, a suffix, a prefix, a shoresh. The samach and the truth is you have a contradiction. Don't worry about the contradiction. The samach amashal yispar beprote hadinim b'sevitora shevisham ikar din ze. So he wants to be aruch hashulchan wants to say, even though that he explained these halachas in two places, aruchaim and yaradeya, the ikar is yaradeya. That's the ikar. So anytime you have a conflict, follow what it says in yaradeya. And yaradeya, he's lenient. If you lean in Yeradeya, you can apply the leniency to tefillin as well. There are very few words in tefillin that have six letters. Most of them, I guess it means the tefillin are standardized. The way we write tefillin, there's a standard. And how you write tefillin, and the letters, the words that appear at the end of the row, at the end of the column, most of them do not have six letters. There's no hechatimsa. And that's why in Aruch Chaim he did not bother to mention the hechatimsa, where you're going to have three letters outside the column, the three letters is not a majority. The way we write tefillin has been standardized, and therefore we know what those words are. And those words don't have six letters, so that's why the Aruch Chaim did not need to mention the sechatimsa. Zulas achod mehem kemavur belavush Aruch Chaim simul lamed hey. There, the levush he actually standardizes how the tefillin are to be made. L'chein if loy chosh rabbeinu beisel l'dach v'zeh uvikradin kvar kosa v'echem yagdolim de loy shavkin v'vaday shel harambam b'bnei tzveka shel harosh. Whenever there's a conflict between a Rambam and a Rosh, and the Rambam is certain, and the Rosh has a doubt. Then the rule of Psak Halach is you follow the Rambam, you follow a Vada. Whenever you have two Rishonim, one is a Safik, there's a dilemma, and one has no dilemma, you follow the Rishon that has no dilemma. And since over here the Rambam has no Safik, but it's for sure going to be good, you have a word that has six letters, and three letters are outside the column, it's for sure going to be good, according to the Rambam, and the Rosh is Mesupik, I don't know, maybe yeah, maybe not. So forget about the rush. Follow the Rambam, who has certainty in this halacha. That's a yesod in how you decide halacha. Going to learn. Like we already explained in Sif Tezayin B'Siyat Hashmaya. Bottom line, what do we take out of this? We take out of this the following dilemma. You have a column, and a column, you have a word that has six letters, and three letters are outside the column. Is it kosher or pasul? The Rambam says it's vadai kosher. The Rosh has a suffix. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Beis Yosef contradicts himself. In Yerodea, he clearly paskins kosher like the Rambam. In Orchayim, he doesn't say. All he says in Orchayim, the Beis Yosef, is you have two letters that are outside the column, and even if it's a majority of the word, it's going to be kosher. That implies, if there are three letters, it's going to be pasul. So the implication of the Beis Yosef is it would be pasul. A stira. The answer is there is no stira. The ikar is what it says in Yerodea, three word that has six letters, three are outside, it's kosher. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam has certainty in this matter. The Rosh is Mesupik. The Beis Yosef don't read words into the Beis Yosef in Orachayim. The Beis Yosef was relying upon what he wrote in Yerodea, and in Orachayim he's telling you a chiddush that two letters outside the column is kosher, even though it's the majority of the word. And furthermore, the Hechatimsa of having a word that has six letters and having three letters outside the column doesn't even exist in Tfilin, because the Levush tells exactly how to write Tfilin. There aren't that many rows in Tfilin. You have few rows in Tfilin, and we know exactly the last words that appear on every single line in Tfilin, and most of those words don't even have six letters. So the Hechatimsa of having a situation when you're going to have three letters of a word that has six letters being outside doesn't exist, but in the Sefer Torah where it could happen more often. Bottom line is kosher. So if you get an aliyah and you notice on your column there's a word of six letters and three letters are outside the column, don't make a fuss. Sefer Torah, you now know the secret is kosher.
What about the right side?
The right side is the same exact thing. It's exactly the same issue. The right side where you start. Someone makes a mistake.
Right, you start.
Why would you do it?
Why would you do it?
I guess he made a mistake. He made a mistake. He got confused. He was sleeping. He was listening to the news when he was writing. Okay, whatever. It's extremely weird. It's not going to even happen. Let's go.
So every tefillin is the same nusach?
Yes. Sefer Torah, the old Sefer Torah, not.
Yeah,
but the old tefillin, yes. Because the Levush already, yes. The old tefillin, because it's not so big. The tefillin is only four parashios. And it has to everything has to come, you have to come to the very end, the bottom. Everything has to be justified. You have to finish. And the parashios have to lead into the next parasha. Psuchos Tumos. So the tefillin from time immemorial have been standardized. Going back 1,000 years, they've been standardized. Even maybe from the very beginning, they've been standardized. Sefer Torah, that's a new thing. Only the last 60, 70 years, even less, have Sefer Torah been standardized how they are written. Period. Okay. Oishchof. Sefer Torah shebi yirios achodos yeshura yosem bibishore yirios. You have yirios, probably the parchment. I've learned before, each parchment, the chatchila, should have between 4 and 5 columns. I think, what is it, 4 and 5 columns, the chatchila. What happens if one column has 22, I'm making up numbers now, 40 lines, and another column has 42 lines. So when you go from one urea to the next urea, there are a different number of rows. There are a different number of rows in the column. Is the Sefer Torah kosher or pasul? In the old Sefer Torah, there are some that have many more columns.
Yeah,
okay,
house,
very, very
many more rows.
Many, many more rows. They're very, very tall. So Sefer Torah shabi rios achados yeshuos yosim b'bashar yirios ein b'zepsul. It's okay. Just because you have a Sefer Torah that has been made, that has been stitched together from different yirios, and one has more rows than the other, it's okay. Rak she'ein zenoy. It's not beautiful. Avol shura achas pachos nira kiparsha psucha, but one shura pachos nira kiparsha psucha kifi hadinim she'isparu b'simen ayin reish hei v'nimsa she'ish parsha b'mokam she'en tzorch v'zel pasul gomor. Now he's saying over here, we've got a problem. Let's say you have a ureus, and the next urea starts one row down than the previous urea. So I think in this case, then the Sefer Torah is possible, because then it looks like it's a parasha psucha. So if you finish one column, this column starts over here, and then you stitch, you connect it to another column, and in the next column, it has less rows, and the first row is one row below the row on the previous urea. It's puzzle, because when you have a blank row, that is called a parsha psucha. The way we make a parasha psucha today, lechatchila, to satisfy all opinions, is right. The way we, because that's a machlokes, what is a parasha psucha? The different shiny opinion. According to some rishonim, the ideal way to make a parasha psucha pretty much is a blank line. That you finish the end of the line and you have a whole blank line. You start in the beginning of the beginning. But we don't. Not everyone agrees. Some hold that adrabba, you should finish the previous parasha in the middle of the line or the beginning of the line. Doesn't make a difference in the line, but it should finish the previous line. And you start the next parasha on the beginning of a line. If you have a completely blank line in between, then it has the status, even though we don't do it like that. End of the chumash, we have four lines. End of the chumash, we have four lines. We have four lines. In between chumash, we have four lines. But bidiyah, that if you would do such thing in the same way, where you require parasha pesucha, and you would have a blank line, it would have the status of parasha pesucha. So if you have two urias, and you did not require a parasha pesucha, and the columns are stitched together, and the way it looks to an observer is that there's a blank line on the very, very top of the new column of the new urea, it looks like a parasha pesucha. And therefore, even though it's okay, there are different columns, different rows. I think maybe what he means over here is that at least they start in the same place. Let's say you have two columns. This one has 40 lines, and this one has 45 lines. But the space between the lines is less. So it starts in the top, it starts exactly in the same place as the previous urea, and ends exactly at the end of the previous urea. It's just that the spacing is different. So he says it's not noy, it's not beautiful, because the spacing is not the same. It should be, the spacing between the rows should be exactly the same on each of the ureas. When you go from one urea to the next and the spacing is not the same, it's not a beautiful thing for the Sefer Torah, but b'dieved it's kosher. But if you're going to have a Sefer Torah where the first row on the next urea is one row down, does not start in the same location as the top row of the previous urea, it looks like you're missing a row, and it looks like it's a parasha psucha, where you do not require parasha psucha, and you're going to disqualify the Sefer Torah. And therefore he says it will be possible in his opinion. Okay, let's go further. Let's say the sefer was sloppy. All of the ureas have exactly the same number of rows. Only the sefer did not stitch the ureas equally. It's sloppy. One is higher. What?
He didn't align it.
So then it looks funny. Achas lamala, yuria achas lamata, bevada yish l'sakta, v'kol makom ein zeh pasul. So in that case, it's noticeable there's not in the parsha psucha. Everyone sees the parchment is not aligned. So everyone sees there's a stitching error here. It's okay. V'motziyo likros yikru ba, if they take it out, you can read it. Shari nichtava kilcha, so it is okay. Halacha falaf. Kosav rabbeinu habeis Yosef. Besimin yod shachach lichtoiv es Hashem kuloi toilo oisa ben hashitin avol mixas Hashem b'shito mixasa toli pasul. If you forget to write Hashem's name yud kei vavki or Elokim, you can write the entire Shem Hashem between the rows, but you cannot write two letters or a part of Hashem's name where it's in the row and the missing letters above. The entire Hashem's name must be where it's supposed to be, in the row itself. And b'diyed, if Hashem's name was left out, you can insert Hashem's name between the rows. But you may not write part of Hashem's name where it belongs and part of Hashem's name above.
Above or in the margins?
No, the margins for sure not. On the side, that we learned before, is pasul lagamri. The only thing you can do b'diyed is between the rows. Between the rows, b'diyed, you can write Hashem's name, but you may not write any part of Hashem's name in the margins on the side, the left or the right. One more time. Other words, not Hashem's name, you're even allowed to write half of the word in where it belongs, and the missing letters can be inserted between the rows. So you have the word lemishpachoy seichem, and you've got to put the last two letters chaf mem, so the chaf mem can be on top of the end of the word on top above, but not Hashem's. Hashem's name you may not divide between the row and what is above. Ayin sham. The yesh beinyan hazeh harbe dvan v'yispar b'siyat d'shmai b'sim v'yish ayin vav shkisham d'koymoy. Halacha beis. Kasav Rambam beperek zayin din yud yesh dvan v'ach achirim. This is very beautiful halacha he writes now. There are other things shalai nemru b'gemara. There are many different things about a Sefer Torah that are nothing more than tradition, and there is no, it's not written, there's no Shulchan Aruch regarding these details. And you must adhere to tradition, even though you're not going to find it in Shulchan Aruch. What are they? V'nohagu bohem ha-sofrim v'kabbalah b'yadim ish mi pi ish. V'hein sheyiyu, for example, there's a tradition as to how many rows should be in a Sefer Torah. There are different types of Sefer Torah. Again, today it's standardized. I don't know what it is today, but it's standardized today. And with the old Sefer Torah, they had a different number of rows. Some had a Sefer Torah of 48. Tradition, 48 rows. 48 rows in the Sefer Torah. V'lo yeser al shishim, not more than 60. Minimum of 48, not more than 60. Ad kan l'shoinai. The Rabbi doesn't say this in the Gemara. You're not going to find this anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, anywhere in the Gemara, any Makar, for there's no Medrash. It's tradition. Tradition between 48 and 60 rows in the Sefer Torah. Well, if you are Shulchan Aruch, it's Mesech the Sefer, Yesh Mem Beis, we have Mesech the Sefer, and it says 42. Well, V'simin Ayin Beis, V'tzadi Ches Ayin Sham, okay, I don't know what this means. V'yesh mem beis, v'samach, v'ayin beis, v'tzadi ches. And there's some have 42, 60, 72, and 98. Ayin sham. It seems there are different traditions. But it has to be these numbers. 42, 60, 72, 98. Ayin sham. V'anu ein lanu elo oidivri harambam, oidivri rabin harama. V'rabim ugedoylem v'yeskimu l'mem beis shitin. Okay, the way the Rambam, whatever it is, he writes here that the Haskam of today is 42. The cause shekenu hamesores bidei asayfim v'chenu al pi chokmas hakabola nogar sham mem beis v'simone hashem bom Sinai bakodesh. It's pasuk hashem bom. What Sinai? I don't know what Sinai bakodesh means. Sinai bakodesh. Sinai part of pasuk. So hashem bom. Bom is mem beis. This is the simon. There's another meaning, I'm not familiar with this, is that there's a blank row on the bottom. Sirtut. You do sirtut and you leave that blank on the row on the bottom blank. I guess that's an addition to the four etzbos, the four etzbos of margin you have on the bottom. I have no idea. But he writes, these are the menhagim of the Seifrim, 42. That's what we do today, 42. And we also follow this tradition to leave a blank line on the bottom, which also has sirtut, but nothing is written. Halach of Gimel. It's already late. It's already too talking about Nusach HaTzilos, so we have to stop over here, take a short break. I want to talk about the laws of Challah.